It's story time with Rasheen Pear. Today, our story is The Answer to the Riddle, written by Diane Brown, from the book Stories of Fun and Adventure. Let's find out what happens. Three boys were sitting on a beach. They were tired of swimming, so they were telling riddles. They enjoyed telling riddles. They knew the answers to most of them. So, the game was really to see who could say the answer first.
"Send boy to call doctor. Doctor come before boy," said Danny. "What is that?"
Picking coconuts, picking coconuts," shouted Roy and Tony at the same time.
"All right, it's your turn now, Tony," said Danny.
"A man has a well," said Tony. "There's a mango tree over it, but the mangoes never drop in the well."
Aye,
shouted Roy before Danny could even think of the right answer.
"It's my turn now," said Roy. "I have one that you can't get."
"Yes, we can," said Tony. "We know all the answers to the riddles," boasted Danny. "Who are you going to try and fool?"
"We'll see. Since you're so smart," said Roy. "Bet me all your marbles."
"What?"
said Tony.
"You know I don't like to bet," said Danny.
"But if you know all the answers," replied Roy, "it will be okay. You don't have to give me any marbles if you get it right."
"You only have to give me your marbles if you don't get it right. But you know all the answers, so it's not really a bet. And if it's two of you, one of you must get it right."
Danny and Tony were not so sure that they really understood what Roy had said. They knew they didn't like to bet, but Roy said it was not a bet. They wondered if Roy was trying to trick them. Roy liked to trick people. They knew Roy had no marbles and wanted to get theirs, but they felt sure they knew the answers to all the riddles.
"All right," said Tony. "Tell us your riddle then."
"All right," said Danny slowly.
He had the most marbles and did not want to give them up.
"There is a horse," said Roy. "No one can ride it, and no one has ever seen it on land."
Tony and Danny looked at Roy. They had never heard that riddle before.
"That's not a riddle. No riddle goes like that," said Danny.
"That's not fair," said Tony. "You made it up."
"So what if I made it up?" replied Roy.
"You didn't say I couldn't make it up. I win. You don't know the answer. Give me your marbles."
"You said it wasn't really a bet," replied Danny.
"It's a bet if you can't answer," said Roy.
Roy did not say anything more. He just held out his hand for the marbles.
"A boat," said Danny.
He felt he had to try some answer. He held onto his marbles in his pocket. He didn't want to give them up.
"Ha! A boat?" laughed Roy. "No, man. I don't know," said Tony after a while.
Give up,
shouted Roy. "Give me all your marbles."
"Is it a kind of fish, Roy?"
said a voice. The boys looked around and saw Fisherman Joe beside them. He had walked so quietly that they had not heard him.
"Is it a seahorse?"
asked Fisherman Joe. Roy looked a little afraid.
"You can't play, Joe," he said. "That's not fair."
"It is just as fair as you are giving that riddle to the boys," said Fisherman Joe, laughing. "Ha, ha, ha, ha."
"Cha, Fisherman Joe, why did they have to come and give the answer?" said Roy. "A seahorse?" said Tony. "What is that?"
"It's a little fish," replied Fisherman Joe. "It has a head that looks like a horse. That's why it's called a seahorse."
"Is that true?" asked Danny.
"Oh, yes," said Fisherman Joe. "I'll tell you all about it. But first, I want you to know if you have learned something. What did you learn, Roy?"
"Not to trick my friends," replied Roy.
"That's right," said Fisherman Joe. "What do you say, Danny?"
"I learned that too," said Danny. "And I learned that there is something called a seahorse as well. Thanks for saving our marbles, Joe."
The end.